The Free Library of Philadelphia opens its annual citywide reading program tomorrow evening. This year's One Book, One Philadelphia selection is The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. It's a mystery novel by Mark Haddon, whose main character is a boy with autism. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the reading program starts with a bang.
Every year, the Free Library commissions a composer to write a piece of music related to its One Book, One Philadelphia selection. This year, it asked Nick DiBerardino, a composition student at the Curtis Institute of Music. He was inspired by a particular scene in the book, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. The main character, Christopher, enters a train station and becomes highly agitated. The lights, sounds, and commotion of the station is overwhelming. So to calm himself down, he counts through primary numbers. 1, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, etc. DiBerardino wrote this piece so that a drummer is hitting a gong or splashing a cymbal and letting it resonate on its own.
There will be moments where the percussionist hits a gong and a cymbal and there's just this commotion, a lot of sound. For me, that kind of relates to this idea of all of this external information that comes in and it's just not even being processed. It's just noise. And then on top of that, there will be layers where the percussionist is actually playing through prime numbers. So he'll go 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
This piece, called Homunculus, has a more avant-garde feel than the very popular Broadway musical that's also based on the book. That will tour through Philadelphia in March. DiBerardino wrote his piece to be performed by a single percussionist who is expected to play 21 instruments, many of them simultaneously, for 6 minutes. He wanted the piece to be its own kind of theater.
All the time, composers are writing for a situation where we hope you're there to see it because there's a special energy. But of course, in percussion music, it's especially direct to that visual element because they're hitting stuff.
Homunculus will be performed exactly once as part of One Book, One Philadelphia, and DiBerardino hopes this piece will follow in the footsteps of previous library commissions that have gone on to be performed again somewhere else. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.